Hi, welcome to the Three Dog Yoga Practice Podcast.
All right. Good to see everyone home and abroad. We're going to start in child's pose. When you're ready, come on down. Yeah, go for it. We're just going to get this day started or ended, depending on where you are in the world. Take a moment to close your eyes. Feel your breath. And know you're here. The choice to be here was a good one. It's already been made and achieved. Now you have this freedom for the next half hour to be in your body, to live where you are, without interruptions of the world outside. Next inhale, come on up to hands and knees. We'll take some spinal opening with cat and cow. And that can be the traditional forward and backward cat-cow. And you can also add some ranges of movement to this. So if you want to go with the circling of the rib cage, or you want to go with the cat-cow moving forward and back, or a side-to-side action. Lots of interpretations here. Three more rounds of breath, exploring what you're drawn to explore. Then we'll make our way back to a center line. Walk the hands one hand step forward. Tuck the toes, come on up to down dog. Take a moment to land, be still, and feel the four on the floor, hands and feet. Arms and legs, shoulders and hips, head and spine. A little movement here. So side to side, bend one knee, then the other. Go deep with this. Rather than quick and shallow, you're getting like into a pose and then out of it and then into a different pose and out of it. And just taking the time to clock how each movement feels. Breath in, back at center, breathe all the way out. Inhale, right leg backing up behind three-legged dog. Exhale, bend the knee, draw right knee to right elbow, big step, low lunge. Good. Here we'll take a little rock back and forth. Inhale, hips back, heart forward, give a like half a lift there. Then exhale, back to your lunge. Continue with that action. Breath in. Feel the full posture of the pyramid. Breath out. Feel a full lunge. Two more. Back at the low lunge, plant your hands, step right back to down dog. Pause and feel the two legs left to right, two sides of the rib cage left to right, two arms left and right. Inhale, left leg up and back behind. Exhale, bend the knee, draw it into your chest. Big step forward, low lunge. Then we'll take that rock back to pyramid. You're pulling hips back. Pull your heart forward like a halfway lift in that one. Keep that action of your spine as you move into the lunge. Then you're moving the legs back and forth, but rather than it just being a rocking motion, one pose, then transition to the next pose. And your awareness is on the creation of the pose intentionally rather than the movement between, which is how we create the pose. Right? But the mindset is different. Right? Rather than just letting ourselves rock and use momentum, you're placing yourself in each asana through that vinyasa. Good. One more like this. Get back to the low lunge. Plant your hand, step back. Down dog. Breathe in. Take your right leg back and up behind you, three-legged dog. Bend your right knee, bring it to your right elbow. Bring the shin bone across the mat. Go down to pigeon, early pigeon. We're going to stay up on fingertips. Press your shin bones down. So we keep the legs really active here. We're not going to lie down on this one. What we are going to do, a little back bend here, lift your chest. We're going to exhale. We're going to bow. You're going to hover right above the floor, not quite touching it. And then press in your hands. Come up like it's cat pose, round your spine. Open up into that little back bend. And then exhale. Come down. Hover just a little above the floor. Press into your fingertips. Pull your abdominals in. Roll up into that back bend. One more of those. Come down. Press your shin bones down. Keep pressing the legs down. When you're coming up, you're drawing your abdominals in. A little rounds to the back like cat. And then unfurl that into the back bend. This time, we're going to come down flat palms. Tuck your back toes. Back to down dog. Good. Breathe in. Left leg. Back and up behind. Three-legged dog. Bend the knee. Knee to left elbow. Tuck it in. Touch shin bone across the mat. Lay the leg down. It's early for pigeon for sure. Fingertips to the mat. Lift your chest. Press both shin bones down. Feel the elevation you get from that. Lift up through the center of your chest. You got the back bend. And then on an exhale, you're going to draw your chest down and forward, hovering just above your leg. Round like cat pose, come up all the way into that kind of up dog leg back bend. And then again, you're coming down, you're lowering yourself slow, up parallel to the floor, pull in like cat, round up through spine to unfurl into the back bend. And then again, come down, press your shin bone is down, both of them, front and back, round up through this. Abdominals in, heart up. This time you're coming down and pull palms on the mat. Tuck your back toes. Press yourself up like it's a plank. Make your way all the way back to down dog. Good. Breath in. Feel the two sides of your body, right to left. What's going on? And then look forward to your hands. Walk up there into ragdoll. Ragdoll forward fold. Your feet about mat distance apart. Wrap your arms around one another. Get a little sway side to side, however you like that, to be a foot-to-foot rock where you're transferring your weight, or spinal movement from the hips. Or maybe you want to turn your head gently side to side, but just take a moment with this sway. I know how you're moving, which body parts are moving. How is that sway working in your body? Because there's different ways to sway side to side. Nobody ever teaches you that. Except like that's somehow my goal in life. Learning how to sway. What's moving? What's not moving? What's staying stable? What's staying steady? What are you doing with yourself? And bring this back into a center line. Even weight in both feet. Let your head drop heavy. We're going to release hands to mat and walk the feet together. You're going to cross your right ankle behind your left. So you got cross legs, feet flat. Really make sure you're planting both feet. Draw your heart forward, halfway lift. and then bow over your legs. They could be straight. They could be bent. We're trying to get the chest as close to the thighs as possible. So if your legs are straight, but your chest is not touching your thighs, bend your knees until chest touches thighs. Your chest is touching your thighs. Press down into your feet. Zip the legs together. That's all we got to do. Breath in. Breath out. Hands to the mat. Undo the legs. Walk your feet apart wide. We'll bring arms to legs. The forearms on thighs. Sit back to a half squat, half lift. Knee working outward over the ankles. They may try to fall in. Don't let them. And then bow forward. We'll go again. Inhale, half squat, half lift. Knees move out. Heart moves forward. Spine in. And bow. Breathe in. Sit back. Spine in. Heart forward. And bow. One more, sit back, spine in, heart forward, good, and bow. Release hands to mat, walk feet together. Left ankle's going to cross behind the right. Feet flat, legs snuggle together. Draw your heart forward, and then exhale, bow, chest to thighs. More important to the chest is to the thighs than the legs are straight. Right, and in fact, not important that the legs are straight at all. But if they are, they are. Just that your chest is on your thighs, no matter what. Head's heavy. Neck's relaxed. You breathe in. Breathe out. And then hands to the mat. Undo the legs. Walk them out wide. This time, hands on the mat. Turn your toes out to the diagonals. You're going to sit down into something like a malasana squat, kind of like a frog squat, hands on the floor. And then lift your hips, bow. Keep the hands on the floor or blocks, could be blocks. And then sit again, a little frog squat. And then bow. Two more, sit low, frog squat. Knees track in the same line as your toes. You're looking for that. And bow. One more. Bring your feet together. Press them down into the floor. Roll up the cat back again. Roll, roll, roll up to stand. Mountain pose, arms overhead. Press your feet down. Reach through the arms. Really accentuate the reach. There's a top shelf up there. You just can't quite grab the thing on it. You're reaching for it. And then hands to heart center. Pause. Breathe in. Breathe out. Sane. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands, step back, high to low push. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Breathe in, reach up. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands. Breathe out, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog, good. And breathe out, downward facing dog. Nice work. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. And breathe out, fold. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Squeeze your legs, squeeze your arms, fan your toes and fingers. We're going to sit back, reach forward, Utkatasana. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Good. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, step back, high to low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Good. Breathe out, down dog. We're going to walk the hands back to the feet. Take your feet wide as you go. Now sit low, deep squat. Then stand up, lace your fingers here, punch the knuckles up toward the ceiling, reach through the ring and pinky fingers, and then sit back. Low squat. Bow forward, hug yourself to your legs. Breathe in, walk out to a high plank. Right elbow down, left elbow down, forearm plank. Breathe in, lengthen. Breathe out, knees down. Roll down into Sphinx. You breathe in. Lower slowly down, chest to the mat, hands underneath your elbows. Next inhale, come up for Cobra. And slow release down, press up, hands and knees, tuck your toes, downward facing dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop, top of the mat. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Breathe in, reach up. Mountain pose, extend, reach that top shelf feeling, like get that thing up. And then sit back. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up, mountain pose, reach up, extend. Then exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Good. Plant your hands, step back, high to low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Feet wide, walk your hands back. We're sitting down into a low squat. Come up, lace your fingers. This time, press your palms toward the ceiling. Squeeze your arms together as you stand and reach. Sit back. Deep squat, Malasana. Bow forward, hug in. Walk your hands out, high plank. Left elbow, then right elbow, forearm plank. Breathe in here, draw long. Knees down as you exhale, come into Sphinx. Take a moment in Sphinx, lift your chest. Lift the tips of your ears, the back of your head. Slow release down, arms at your sides, straight beside you, palms down. When you inhale, locust pose, squeeze and lift. Shoulder blades squeeze in towards center. Inner thighs roll toward the ceiling, feet together. Slow release down. Press up. Hands and knees, tuck your toes. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath all the way out. Good. Look to your hands. Walk or lightly hop. Top of the mat. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Breathe out, bring your arms down to cactus. Pull the elbows toward one another in front of you. The elbows touch, great.
If they don't, also great. If you can get elbows together, arms apart, great. If arms need to be together, great. Any variation you got here. Right leg over top for eagle. Hug the shin bones together. Lift your elbow points. Keep pressing the arms together. So strength work, chest muscles working, back muscles broadening. On your next inhale, unwind and reach up. And then exhale, cactus arms out to the sides. Press them together. If elbows touch, great. If elbows and hands, great. Elbows, no hands, you got it. Left leg over top, eagle. Lift your elbow points here. Press the arms into one another. Like whether it's your hands, your elbows, the full forearms, everything hugging in, back is spreading, and you breath in. Breath out. In. Out. On your inhale, unwind, reach up, mountain pose, like you're trying to put something on a high shelf. And then exhale, bow forward. Good work. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands. Low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Look forward through your hands. Walk or hop to seated. Come down to your back and take bridge pose. Press your feet down, press your arm bones down. Go with it, roll with it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, go before the floor pulls you down. Breath in. And breath out. One more breath in. Pop your heels up so you can get your hips a little higher. Good. When you pop your heels up, also hug inner ankles in. Make sure that the heels line up. Slowly come down. Walk your feet wide apart. Take windshield wiper twists. Good. Bring that back into center and knees at right angles. Belly twisting pose. Take your arms out like cactus. Press your shoulder blades into the mat and make the shoulder blade pressure the thing here. So as you move the knees side to side, it's okay if they don't go very far, but you keep your shoulder blades down. Keep the thing that's not moving, like not moving. So what'll happen as we move the legs side to side, if we drop them into gravity, the shoulder blade opposite will get light. Don't let the legs drop into gravity. That's the biggest thing here. Belly twisting pose can be this kind of momentum and gravity pulling, or you're placing yourself over into the twist, and then reorganizing back at center, and then placing yourself in the next twist. Right? And that's the yoga. That's the yoga version. The side to side knee sweep is not a bad motion for the body. But in this very kind of precise practice that we have, it's
time to take the side and assess where's my shoulder blade and can I press my knees a little further into this? Rarely see this happening when we do it, but it is actually what we want to be doing. So belly twisting pose is a pose, an asana. Right? Press the shoulder blade down. Take the knees, and then once you get to the point where they are, can you press both the shoulder blade and the knees down for a little more range of motion? Not can you fall or drop into that range of motion?
Bring it back to center and hug your knees in. Take knees out to the sides for happy baby or upturned straddle. So legs bent or legs straight, but out to the side. So get your bum down, get the back of your hips to feel flat. Extend the legs out if you're in straddle through the heels, pressing inner ankle bone out toward the side. If you're in happy baby, you're pressing the thigh bones down toward the floor. Breathe here, 3, 2. Bend the knees, bring them into your chest, give a good hug. Little rock side to side. Any finishing poses or stretches you like, make your way to Shavasana. When you... When you're ready to move again, start with deepening your breath. Let it move you. Let your breath move out through your body as if through your arms and legs to your fingers and toes, and lightly awaken the edges of you. Roll to your right side. Make your way up to seated. And you get a big shoulder shrug. And we'll draw hands together at heart center, taking a moment of pause for acknowledgement. And then we bring thumbs to forehead center in a moment of appreciation. That was great, y'all. Thanks for being here. Namaste. Super. Really good. Thanks for being here. See you soon. That was great, y'all. Thanks for being here. If you'd like more information on our online or in-studio classes, visit 3dogyoga.com for our complete schedule. We'd love to see you on the mat.